There's encouraging news about treating multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, which killed about 210,000 people last year. Preliminary data indicate a shorter, less painful treatment regimen is just as effective as current treatment that lasts 1 to 2 years. The findings were released at the 45th World Conference on Lung Health in Barcelona, Spain. The World Health Organization estimates there were nearly 500,000 MDR-TB cases in 2013. TB is considered multidrug resistant if it's not affected by two of the top drugs typically used to treat the disease. I.D. Roussin is Senior Vice President for Research and Development for the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Disease, or the Union for short. He says the number of cases does not tell the whole story.
Very few of those cases are actually put onto treatment. So maybe only 20% of the cases that are thought to occur actually get treated. And the situation is even worse because of those who are treated, only about half of them, or just under half of them, are treated successfully.
He blames the high rate of unsuccessful treatment on what he calls the horrible ordeal faced by MDR-TB patients.
The treatment that's available today is long, it's grueling, it's toxic. It's really not an overstatement or an exaggeration. People are being treated for 18 at minimum, up to 24 months when they have multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. And included in that is, for the first period of treatment, daily and then almost daily injections. The injections are painful, and one of the major side effects of the injections is deafness, which can be permanent.
Patients are likely to quit treatment long before the prescribed length. However, preliminary data from two new studies show that type of treatment may become a thing of the past. Roussin describes how the research began.
This announcement stems from a pilot project that was done in Bangladesh, really started several years ago, where a shorter regimen of only 9 months duration was used that showed really promising results, much better than what we see actually in the standard 24-month regimen. So what the union has been trying to do is implement further studies to see if that really can be replicated elsewhere.
That further research includes early data released at the Barcelona conference. The findings come from an observational cohort study conducted by the union of 1,000 patients in 9 West African countries. The union is trying to confirm those results with a study of 1,000 MDR-TB patients in West Africa.
The other point that the union is doing is sort of a parallel approach. We're undertaking a clinical trial, which is called STREAM, which is comparing this shortened regimen head-to-head with the standard 24-month regimen.
For the STREAM study, the union is collaborating with Treat TB Partner and the UK's Medical Research Council. The other study showing similar results for shorter treatment is being done by the Damien Foundation in Niger. Damien is the same group that conducted the pilot project in Bangladesh. Roussin explains how 9 months of less painful treatment can be as effective or more effective than the 1 to 2 year program.
It's not the same drugs that are being used, but interestingly, the 9 month regimen uses drugs primarily that have been around already. It's using drugs that in some cases people weren't convinced that they would work for tuberculosis, or they weren't people's first choice. But they're drugs that are generally less toxic or less difficult to take, a tolerable regimen that people would be more likely to stick around and complete than necessarily the strongest medicine out there that might be too difficult to continue treatment with.
The 9 month program also has daily injections, but Roussin says they would probably end after a few months. The goal is to introduce a regimen that has no injections. He says if the studies do confirm the preliminary results, the treatment success rate could rise from 50 to 80 or 90%. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.